Finley, Scotia, New York. Regarding the news reports on WABC and other places about the so-called crisis with North Korea and its development of nuclear weapons, one, I believe that all of our weapons are now tipped with hydrogen bombs, but nobody in the press has ever bothered to say this or dared to say so. A hydrogen bomb dropped on Washington, D.C. would kill everybody in a radius, including Baltimore and Philadelphia, and half of the people in a radius, including New York City. Two, the Cuban Missile Crisis was not resolved by the U.S. successfully threatening war and bullying Russia into submitting, but by a deal was struck whereby the U.S. pulled its nuclear weapons out of Turkey, comparable to having weapons in Cuba with regard to Russia. Three, the threat to bomb Guam is directly related to the fact that U.S. bombers, heavily armed, have been flying over North Korea from the base in Guam. So I think that these are relevant facts, and I would be very concerned about talk of using a nuclear strike against North Korea when it does not have the capacity to hit us now, and we are not going to stop it by destroying a large number of people in North Korea.
Pam Malcolm from Statsburg, New York. Well, I don't get to hear the roundtable every day. I'm wondering about coverage of the proposed New York State Constitutional Convention. I'm feeling like I need to hear a lot more coverage about the pros and cons and insights from, say, the morning panel and other times. So I would love to be pointed to your coverage and hope that you'll give a lot of it as we approach this decision at different times of day so many of us can hear and benefit from your coverage on it.
My name is Irene Traris. I live in East Longmeadow, Massachusetts. I'm calling because I hear a lot of news on your radio station, but I haven't heard anything about what's going on in Russia and how they have banned the religion of Jehovah's Witnesses. They've confiscated all their property and closed out their accounts and burned all their literature. I would think that that would be something that would be of interest for people in the world, considering how that might be able to come over to this country as well.
This is David Kavanaugh calling from Cambridge, New York. I just got done listening to Saturday's broadcast of This American Life, and they did a segment about Dr. Joy Brown. She was a radio psychologist that you would call up. She was brilliant. She was pragmatic. I loved her. I never called her. However, on one occasion, she actually called me, where she had a new book. I was reading her book. I wanted to sign my book. I was playing at CBGB's, and I was going to give her a record and sign the record for her, for what it's worth. But anyways, she called me back and politely declined because she had a lecture that night. But it was so wonderful to hear her voice on the air again. It was kind of like hearing from Steve Fitz.